Welcome to Discover Daily by Perplexity. I'm your host, Alex, and my voice is powered by 11 Labs. While Discover Daily is an AI-generated podcast, we firmly believe in the importance of sharing the information we curate with the world. Our goal is to keep you informed, entertained, and inspired by the latest developments in technology, science, and beyond. In today's episode, we're looking into Microsoft's pitch of DALL-E to the U.S. Department of Defense. Then, we'll discuss the U.S. government's consideration of dropping the Julian Assange case. Finally, we'll explore Meta's development of custom AI processors. Let's begin, shall we? In an October 2023 presentation titled Generative AI with DoD Data, Microsoft highlighted to the Pentagon how OpenAI's tools like DALL-E and ChatGPT could be utilized by the military. One proposed use case was employing DALL-E to create images for training battle management systems and helping computers better perceive battlefield conditions, which could aid in target identification. This pitch came after OpenAI had removed its previous prohibition on military use of its AI technologies in early 2023. Prior to that, OpenAI's policies explicitly banned the use of tools like DALL-E for weapons development and military and warfare. The revelation highlights the growing interest from militaries worldwide in utilizing advanced generative AI capabilities for defense purposes, while also raising questions about the original intentions and ethical stances of AI companies like OpenAI as their technologies rapidly advance into the mainstream. Moving on from the military applications of AI, let's shift our focus to a high-profile legal case involving WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange and the US government's potential change of heart. President Joe Biden recently revealed that his administration is considering a request from the Australian government to drop the prosecution of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Assange, an Australian citizen, has been fighting extradition to the United States from the United Kingdom for years. Assange faces 18 federal counts in the US, including 17 charges under the Espionage Act and one charge of conspiring to hack a computer. U.S. prosecutors allege that Assange encouraged and aided Chelsea Manning, a former U.S. Army intelligence analyst, in stealing classified files before publishing them on WikiLeaks. The case has sparked intense debate about press freedom, national security, and the treatment of whistleblowers. The Biden administration's decision on whether to drop the charges against Assange could have significant implications for the future of journalism and government transparency. From the legal battles surrounding press freedom, let's turn our attention to the world of AI hardware and Meta's efforts to develop custom processors for its AI applications. Meta, the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, has been actively developing its own custom artificial intelligence, AI processors, to enhance its AI capabilities and reduce reliance on third-party hardware like NVIDIA GPUs. The company's efforts are part of a broader trend among tech giants to create domain-specific silicon optimized for particular workloads, especially as AI applications become more central to their services. Meta's custom-designed AI processors, known as the Meta Training and Inference Accelerator, MTIA, are part of a family of chips targeting inference workloads, which are crucial for AI applications that apply learned capabilities to new data. The MTIA is designed to provide greater compute power and efficiency than traditional CPUs and is customized for Meta's internal workloads. Meta's AI infrastructure advancements, including the MTIA and MSVP chips, are part of an ambitious plan to build the next generation of Meta's AI infrastructure. These efforts will enable the company to develop larger, more sophisticated AI models and deploy them efficiently at scale, which is crucial for the company's long-term vision of the metaverse and its AI-driven applications. And there you have it. Three fascinating stories from the world of technology. To learn more about these stories, check out the episode description for links to each one. Before we sign off, we want to take a moment to express our gratitude to all the listeners who have been with us since the beginning of this podcast. Your support means the world to us, and we wouldn't be here without you. To our new listeners, welcome. We're thrilled to have you join our community. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform. We'll be back tomorrow with another set of stories, so be sure to join us. Until then, stay curious.